Next up, we have Becca Gurney with Halloween Lullaby Spooky Lo-Fi Remix, which is a cover of the Panaconda Army.
No monsters lurk beneath the bed. The wardrobe is hiding no one dead. The creaks you hear are just the stairs. Not werewolves trying to catch you unawares. Close your eyes.
Amazing. Becca, just to confirm this, Becca is a member of the Alleviators. Is that correct?
Yep.
Okay, great. I thought this was delightful on every level. It really worked for me. Vocally, I think it might even be Becca's strongest performance of this, of Spin Tunes 23. I love all the vocal lines that are haunting in the background, the sort of super distant vocal lines that are happening. The production is so soft, so creepy, really gets under your skin, but not without ever sounding unpleasant. It sounds pleasant the entire way, but it's just really, it gives me goosebumps to listen to this song. The little movie quotes really add to the vibe. The hyper subtle monster vox, where she's tuned down her vox by, 12 semitones or whatever, down to a lower monstery tone, probably some altar boy or something. Really loved that layer that was there. Everything sounds great. It's a great mix. It's designed to be creepy and get under your skin. It's not designed to help children go to bed. But I think that intention is so very clear with both the performance and the production. And I love it. I don't have really any notes on this one. And if I were to crown my favorite of the bonus rounds, I think this would be it. Because every time I got to it, it really got under my skin in a way that I loved.
I was a fan of this one, too. I like trip hop, and this kind of reminds me of some of the spookier trip hop songs that I like. And I'm always into samples. So, like, there's this demonic laughter that you hear that gets sampled, and there's these children and adults talking to each other in the background, and it sounds really cool. Becca's voice is also great. I think she does these sort of ghostly backing vocals, which sound kind of spooky and are a very nice touch. Just a great remix, a nice listen. And I was wondering, is that Vincent Price laughing at the end at the track? I don't know. I thought it might be Vincent Price, but it's hard to say.
Potentially. You're so right, though. I hear the Portishead sort of vibes of it, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, great stuff.
Yeah, I as with many kind of songs that are just really good, it's kind of hard to bring up a lot to say about them other than that they're really good. This is spooky. I love the lilting lead vocals and this kind of sparse-ish instrumentation. You know, it's a very good interpretation. And there's this one sort of layered echo delay effect at the very end of the song that I thought was just done really well. And I hadn't heard that before. And I'm definitely stealing that. So, just really. Yeah, I'd be taking one of those. Thank you. If I could figure out how she did it, I might not be able to. We'll see.